Hey babe, what you watching? Oh, this is just a regular anime. Well, I heard a bunch of girls screaming and I thought you were watching, you know. Hey, don't laugh. You watch that kind of stuff all the time, mister. You're almost as big of a pervert as I am. Well, whatever. I'm already out here, so scoot over. Let me see what the heck you're watching. Oh, hey, is this Sailor Moon, right? Didn't they used to show this on Toonami? Yeah, I remember now. I used to watch this when I was a kid. It always came on right after school, you know? I was a pervert even back then. I was a horny little girl, always rubbing my hairless, preteen cunny. I blame the internet. I found the lewdest fan fictions you could think of even as a kid. It gave me some dark, nasty fantasies. Does it turn you on, baby, thinking of me as a horny little sixth grader, eagerly reading my nasty fanfics after school? Then humping my pillow like a slut while I fantasized about gang rape. You call me a pervert, just like at you getting all hard when I talk about little girls and rape. Go ahead, take out your cock, daddy. Let me jerk that cock as I tell you about my dirty schoolgirl fantasies. I love it when you get this excited. Here, let me get it wet for you. I actually used to fantasize about this show. Thinking about Sailor Moon always made me think naughty thoughts. Like, what would happen if they lost? What would the bad guys do to them? I mean, they're such young, pretty girls, and their costumes are so skimpy. Just look at them tight, white leotards hugging their smooth teen bodies. The super short skirts barely hide anything. They're practically begging to be raped, daddy. Especially that little pink one. I know you like her. What's her name again? Rainy? Chibi Moon? Something like that. I just remember it being a little brat, always running out to face the bad guys on her own. I would have loved to see her lose. Just once. And have her end up in the hands of some horny henchmen who have no problems doing perverted things to helpless little girls. Yeah, close your eyes, daddy. Let me tell you a little story. Picture her, our pink little heroine, just 8 years old, just so confident in her powers, facing down 2 dozen burly criminals in the darkest alleyway. She's wearing her normal costume, a tight white leotard hugs her soft preteen body, a big red bow covers her flat chest, her bright pink skirt doesn't even reach her thighs. Is so short and so flimsy that every time she steps it bounces, giving brief looks at the little triangle of fabric that hides her smooth baby cunny. It's a part of her leotard, but with a skirt there it slacks, just as innocent as a pair of cotton kitty panties. Hair is pink as her skirt, done up into cute childish pigtails. Her eyes are narrowed as she stares down at the bad guys, demands they give up before she punishes them. Then she thinks she can take the whole group easily, but she doesn't see the guy sneaking up behind her. It's all over in a second. Before she even knows what's happening, the little heroine is on the ground. And her only weapon is a brightly colored magic wand, and it's skittering across the alleyway. Without it, she's just a normal 8-year-old girl in a very revealing costume, surrounded by horny perverts who are 3 times her age. She quickly pushed onto her back, struggling against the burly men holding her arms. Her smooth preteen legs are flailing frantically, trying to kick the pedos who are closing in on her, but all that does is show them her creamy thighs and those bright white panties. She continues fighting, even as 2 of the men grab her ankles and spread her legs wide open, letting everyone see her skirt used to hide. Her smooth leotard is skin tight, letting them see just how small and flat she is. The tough girl doesn't stop threatening them, confident she'll win somehow, even as one of them kneels between her thighs and pulls out his big cock. Her eyes go wide as she sees it. The little grade schooler starts struggling harder, but even with how toned and athletic she is, she's underdeveloped body is nothing to a grown man holding her. She watches in helpless horror as the hung burly man grabs the crotch of her leotard, then yanks it roughly aside, revealing her hairless, virgin cunny for all to see. It's so small and tight, Daddy. There's nothing more than a little credit card slot between her legs, as this age is the perfect rape toy. No longer a plump with baby fat, but still far from mature. Her slender boyish hips offering the tightest fuckhole possible. She's not prepared mentally. The little girl thinks that what means man wants to do to her, but it doesn't seem possible. He's too big for me, she thinks. There's no way that big adult penis is going to fit into my tiny 8-year-old cunny. Maybe that's why she keeps threatening them in her high-pitched voice. She keeps saying that the other Sailor Scouts will be there any second. She thinks she has time to truly believe that her friends will save her before anything bad happens. And then all at once, the big pervert forces himself and his cock into her tight kitty cunny. The little heroine screams and writhes like she's being branded, her cunny on fire as it's being penetrated for the first time, her pink little slit stretched painfully wide around some random thug, girthy cock, yet she doesn't seem to have a choice in the matter. Her pink walls clamp down hard on her rapist cock, milking it like a velvet vice as she struggles to escape. Her first rapist doesn't go easy on her, no. Sooner does he bury his cock into her hairless kitty slit, and then begins pounding hard and fast, humping the lolly heroine like a kitty porn star, making her flat tummy bulge beneath the tight fabric of her leotard. Rainia's only mercy is that she's too tight for her rapist to last very long. The poor girl's panicked, though. She doesn't even notice her first cream pie. Hot semen floods into her unceremoniously barely noticeable wetness, spreading through her inflamed vaginal canal. She's still screaming and fighting when the first load of criminal sperm fills her preteen moon, looking for an egg that won't be there for several more years. With a deep grunt, the first pervert pulls out, and his rapidly deflating cock plops from her tight pink folds as a sloppy mess of semen comes gushing out of her freshly raped cunny. For a brief second, she stops screaming, the 8-year-old breathing heavy as she looks at the mess between her legs, her lower lips quivering as the sight of her violated privates. The little grade schooler doesn't quite understand what that man just did to her, but she knows it was very bad. She feels gross and yucky, like this man used her as a toilet, her childish pride struggling to cope with such a humiliating defeat. She's still trying to be tough, though. She's still holding back her tears. She tries to hold back her breathing when one more pervert gets off her and then starts struggling again. 1 second takes his place between her thighs. No, stop. Get off me. I don't want it. I don't want to make you pay. Her whining only makes the men more excited, though. Even though she's struggling with all her might, the tough heroine can do nothing to stop her poor abused cunny from being raped again. Now that her vaginal walls are slick with cum, any attempt to clench are less than useless. The pink folds of her cunny simply stroke her rapist cock more enthusiastically, the hole too wet to get a grip on his shaft. This encourages the man to fuck little Rainy even harder. Then the first, he grabs her slender hips and pulls her into him with every thrust, jolting the little heroine back and forth like a rag doll. The fucks the preteen so hard, it knocks the wind out of her, the little girl grasping and tearing up as she plumped recklessly like a disposable sex toy, then filled with another load of fresh nut butter. By the time the third man steps up to take his turn, the little girl is crying hard, tears streaming down her cheeks. Her little 8-year-old cunny, red and puffy from 2 rapes, making it hurt even more when a fresh cock is forced into it. She continues to cry and beg as she's pounded for a third time, but her sweet child voice only seems to make the men harder. Her struggling are more longer, fierce attempts to fight, but involuntarily reactions to the pain being forced on her. Her preteen cunning cramps as forced to accommodate the pedophile's cock. Every inch of her vaginal canal is painfully stretched. Then the sensation of making her legs and arms twitch and writhe in futile protest. Eventually, the third man comes inside her as well. But now the little heroine has learned the pattern. She isn't surprised when the fourth man moves in to fuck her underage slit, but cries harder nonetheless, unable to hold back her childish fear anymore. One by one, the men take their turn, each pervert waiting her smooth kitty cunny for their pleasure and leaving behind a thick, creamy thank you in her belly. Soon a puddle of cum forms under her abused cunny. Once her pink folds are painted white with semen of a dozen different men, hot mess squirting lewdly from her abused cunny every time, a new cock steps up to violate that helpless 8-year-old pole. She goes limp when daddy number 10 starts humping her pink baby hole. She's exhausted. Limbs unable to offer any more resistance, all her willpower focused on the burning pain of her pussy as it's used like a child-sized fleshlight.